Well, welcome to the path forward. My apologies for being a few minutes late. Been another one of those technology only days. But it is September 2nd. Didn't think we'd get this far. Pretty interesting that we're here. So today will be mainly about the current situation. And I want to start with saying, look, I got flooded with a bunch of emails today about Alex Jones, don't care. About the Epstein stuff going on in Congress, don't care. And about this three Atlas thing, still don't care. Here's why. So first of all, everything you're seeing in Congress is theatrics. It's just all show. It's all nonsense. Here's what we care about. Who was running the op? We're not going to get that answer from Congress. And we're not going to get that answer in any meaningful time period. It's not real. They've had this evidence now for 10 years, 10 plus years. What do you think the odds are you're going to get real information out of this that isn't carefully curated to point to one of our adversaries? Luna came out today and said, one of our adversaries was running the operation. No, it was Mossad. The CIA and MI6 knew about it, because to run an operation like that, you have to have air cover, meaning people get silenced, people get killed, and they keep that entire operation going in the background, and nobody's supposed to know about it. So I don't believe a thing that's coming out of Congress, and I definitively don't believe anything coming out of the administration, because they've changed directions four times. And more importantly, that information is probably 10 to 15 years old. So how much of it do you think is untainted? How many hands has it switched? How many times has it switched hands? How many hands have touched it? How much has been taken out? How much has been deleted? How much is actually real? There was somebody posted on my X today that there's a court case in California basically implicating Trump. Still don't care. Here's what I care about. That somebody points the finger to Mossad and MI6, who were really running the operation, and that's an act of war. And any other conversation around it is just a bunch of nonsense. All the victims that are supposedly testifying, they're naming names. It's really easy to deal with all the perpetrators. It's harder to deal with who was running the operation. Where'd the money come from? Who was covering for Epstein in the U.S.? Who was covering for Epstein internationally? Who was covering for Epstein on the island? How many people in the intelligence organizations, the FBI, and even NSA that knew Epstein had multiple properties around the U.S.? Somebody had to know, because somebody had to cover for him. So when you start looking at it from the perspective of, I don't care who the perpetrators are, that's an easy fix. You roll them all up. You pop them in the head and you call it good. You save the taxpayers money and you save them a lot of time and energy of rotting away in prison, tossing salad. So I really don't care who went to the island. That's an easy fix. I want to know who ran it. Even more importantly, I want to know who covered for it and how many politicians knew about it all the way through. We're talking about a 40-year operation here. So who knew about it? Who was covering for it? Who ran the logistics? Who covered for the logistics? Who was the one that was taking care of all the victims? Remember what I said almost 4 weeks ago now, that this isn't going away. This is not going away. And they've had time to whitewash the data, to pull any implication of Israel, even though everybody knows Mossad was running the operation. All you have to do is look at Robert Maxwell, and you know that Mossad was involved. And now the question that you have to ask is, who was the one that actually pulled the trigger and started all of it? Wasn't Epstein. It wasn't Wexner. Who was it? And who behind and around Wexner facilitated Epstein to come to his position? Because all of that matters. Every bit of it matters. And we don't hear about that. We're just hearing about all of it. Terrible plight of the victims. We know it was terrible. But that's just the sexual trafficking. That's not the bio experiments. That's not the endowments that he was involved with the universities. That's not the fact that he was named as an intelligence source. And, you know, they're coming out. You mark my words. They're going to say China, Russia, or Iran. They're never going to point the finger at Israel. Why? Because everybody that's sitting on the panel is owned by Israel. So you're telling me that all of these city congressmen are going to hear all this evidence and it's going to lead back to Israel, and one of them is going to have the balls to stand up and say, yeah, it was them? I don't think so. I don't even think in this lifetime. And that's just the Epstein stuff. That's not Diddy. Same operation, different player, different handlers. It's all theatrics. So I don't care what they come up with in Congress. What I care about is, what are you going to do with the victims? And what's the bigger operation outside of Epstein? And what other things did he touch? And what other things was he involved in? What other things was he funding? That's what I want to know. And when all that, if that ever comes out, that will be the tell. All of this, just stage theatrics and nonsense. Yeah, it's terrible what happened to all those victims. But we're at 224 days, and there are still no arrests. No arrests for January 6th, no arrests for treason, no arrests for any of the Epstein stuff, and no arrests for any of the treason that took place regarding intelligence around the Bidens. So I'm sorry, why do I care? I'm not going to start caring. Until somebody's arrested, and I mean a big player's arrested like Obama, then it's just words. It's the same thing as all this talk around the COVID vaccine. So Trump, in his typical Friday fashion, posts this long diatribe of, I was lied to. I told you he was going to say that. I told you that was going to be his plausible deniability. I was lied to. They told me false information. I want to get to the bottom of this vaccine thing. Delay, 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 delay. Trump knows that those vaccines were unsafe. Trump knows that Big Pharma, NIH, NAID, CDC, and all the affiliated agencies related to health were all involved in it. All of them took the money. All of them architected COVID. Trump can't run from that. He ran on warp speed, which was what? A military operation. So what's the military's role in that? You think we're ever going to hear that? It's like the geoengineering. All the laws cut off at a certain altitude, but what's the military operate? Way above that. Still spraying us every single day. But that's just conspiracy. You see the point? Delay, 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 delay. It's all placebo. There's no action behind any of it. Until I see Borla perp walked and sent to Gitmo to stand a military tribunal for crimes against humanity, it's just lip service and nonsense. It's all noise. It's like this three Atlas thing. There's this, I don't even know how to describe it. It's basically the woo crowd says aliens. Then you get the science crowd saying, comet. Then you got the alien crowd going, aliens. Okay, let me ask you a question. Would you believe anything the government says about a supposedly, you know, alien ship coming into our solar system? No. I don't even know if I'll believe it if they actually land on Earth. I don't even know if I'll believe it then. Because everything we've seen up to this point has been carefully curated theatrics that were literally put in front of us so that we'd buy into whatever narrative. And now none of us buy into the narrative. Why? Because it's all bullshit. All of it, without exception, all bullshit. Everything I saw today, literally everything, from Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer's little online spat, fuck you. I don't care. You two retards are still retards. It's just now you're separated retards, retarding each other. I don't care. And more importantly, I don't give a fuck if Owen stays or goes. I never watched him anyway. Drives me crazy. The whole stage nonsense that you guys do. Fear! Fear! Buy my shit! Fear! That's all it is. It's the same shit every single day. The yells, the screams, the growls, all the bullshit. It's all the same shit. Fear, fear, fear. Buy my stuff. Okay, great. They're going to close you down. You've been threatening they're going to close you down for like 3 years now. But every day you're still in the air selling your shit. My God. The point of all of it is, and the point I'm trying to reach here, don't believe anything you see right now. It's all carefully curated and crafted nonsense. Even Joe Rogan. I was watching Joe Rogan earlier this morning, and I'm like, I can't stand to watch this anymore. This is not real. None of this is real. There's not even Tucker. I don't even buy Tucker anymore. It's just carefully curated nonsense. There's no source of truth. And I'm looking at Substack. I'm looking at Revolver.News. I'm looking at a few things. And I'm being more and more suspect every day. And Revolver is probably, they're probably the closest to a source of truth. But the stuff they're covering is, it's not, how do I say it? It's trying to get to their news feed. Let me share this, because this bears mentioning. I'll have to save it as a file. Point is that I should have saved this earlier, but the interesting, if I go to the New York Times and then I come here, or I go to Gateway Pundit, it's that you would, what you expect to see is commonality amongst the three reporting on top issues of the day, but no, they're all wildly different. They're all wildly inconsistent is the word I would use. And I can't even, I literally can't even put this to words. Let me move this. You know, I've been doing this so long that the hard part is that I look at this stuff now and I'm like, that's bullshit. What do I do with it? Now I can't find it. That's awesome. Let's see here. There has got to be a way to do this without. Okay, well, StreamYard's not going to let me share that. For whatever reason, doesn't like the file. When you look at this from the information perspective, you see these different titles and these different. So they're no coup against JFK, Jasmine Crockett. It's all stuff that we don't care about. And New York Times is all about anti-Trump, and Gateway Pundit is all about pro-Trump. There's no consistency among the news sources, which when you look at it, you're supposed to see consistency in some things, different slants on different reporting, but it's all wildly different. That should be your first clue that everything you're seeing is nonsense. And I'm suspect of even Revolver now, because the things that they're reporting on, I don't care about. I don't care that China beat us to the moon. I really don't. I'm not going to start caring either, because I'm even suspect that we even went to the moon. And when you start thinking about all the things we're seeing in the information space, oh, there it is. Let me share this. So this is today's list. Do I care about that? Yeah, I do. Do I care about this? Nope. She's a hoe. Do I care about this? Nope, I don't. GOP is ineffective. France, yeah, care about that. This is latest shooter. China, don't care about that. Maryland, don't care about that. Don't care about that. The things that we all care about, nobody's covering. That means that there's strategic air cover to keep it out of the news, like the trans shooter. There's no real analysis being done on that. There's no real analysis to say, this is what this guy did. This is what activated him. This is how long he's been in the system and known about or unknown about. All of that. We're not seeing any of it. And the reason why we're not seeing it is they're suppressing everything that matters. So don't buy into anything you see right now. It's all nonsense. Like I keep hearing from, I don't know why people still send me this shit, but people still send me stuff from Lotto Saban. And I listen to them, I'm like, you're full of shit. Everything, nothing you've said in the last 4 years has come true. Not one thing. And people are still hanging on every word of that retard. I don't know why. But it shows you that without a source of truth, people will buy into whatever their bias is leaning toward. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing people buy into all these stories. Like, let me ask you a question. How many of you out there actually think something big is coming? And how many of you think it's either A, economic, B, it's natural, C, it's off planet, or D, and most importantly, unknown? I would rather imagine that most of you think it's going to be economic. I'll say 50-50. Half say economic. The other half say unknown. But you're seeing a wider and wider separation between the public over a lot of these topics for the very same reason that we're seeing it at the national level. There's no source of truth. And because of that, people are just making all kinds of things up. And I routinely get hit up all the time. Hey, you need to put this out. You need to put this out. You need to put this out. Every time I get those kind of messages, I have the same reaction. Like, number one, can the public consume it? Number two, is it plausible and possible? And number three, and the most important one is, would I believe it if I heard it? And if the answer is no, you can assume I'm not going to put it out. Because if I don't believe it, I'm not going to put it out. Now, there's a lot of things I hear where I say I can't confirm this or I can't verify the accuracy of it. But it's things I know people can consume. There are so many things that are being thrown at me right now that I wouldn't buy in this lifetime. And here's the first one. So this alien spaceship that's in our solar system is going to stop here. And it's going to educate the planet on how the universe works. And it's going to invite people to go with them. Okay, my first answer to that is you could take every fucking liberal on the planet and go. Please take them and let them fuck up your planet like they fucked up ours. Take all of them. And all the pedophiles and all the gun runners and all the drug runners and all the malcontents and all the prisons, empty them all out. Take them all. You can have them. You want them for food? Take them. Please, take them. But that's the kind of thing I get. I literally am getting it daily now. And I'm just like, at first I was like, why do people believe this? And then I realized it's because, wait, I'm wearing the wrong glasses. Let me put on the conspiracy glasses for this shit. There we go. That's better. There we go. Okay. So every day I'm hit by this stuff. And every single day I'm hearing, well, what about this? What if the aliens do this? What if it's just a fucking comet that's going through our solar system and the velocity changes because of gravitational effects? What about that? Why does it always have to come back to aliens? But it proves my point that there's so many different stories out there that people are so readily and so eager to eat up that you literally have to scratch your head and go, why would you believe this? And I can tell you why. It's the fact there's no source of truth. There's no trusted agent. And the trusted agents that we thought we're a part of our government and the fourth branch of government, the media was all a lie. It has been for decades, almost six decades. I'll go all the way back to World War II and say it's been a captured operation since World War II. And the only thing we've seen are stories and narratives that were approved by people in the government. I mean, you could see it graphically after 9/11. Literally, everything that was put out to the public was carefully curated to incite a response, an emotional response. And that's that literally is the mechanism they use to control everybody, is they play on your emotions, they play on the fear card, and then they manipulate you. And they did it so effectively after 9/11. I mean, after 9/11, nobody really could question anything or they were canceled, especially like this Israeli card with the U-Haul, with the Twin Towers, the plane strike in the building. That's all new information. Now, is it real? Who knows? They did pick up art students, but does that mean, is it real? Or is it just another careful fabrication to point the finger at Israel? I mean, you could make the case either way, but the point is, we know the towers were not naturally brought down. They were brought down with explosives. It's coming out, more and more information is coming out about it every single day. And we're also seeing more and more information coming out about things in our history that were complete fabrications, like the USS Liberty. The information that's come out this year that directly ties LBJ to USS Liberty is a massive disclosure. But of course, it's 70 years after it actually happened, so LBJ is long gone. And we can't wait another 70 years for the next disclosures to come out. This stuff has to start coming out at a flood now. And it has to come through a source of truth so people can look at it and say, yeah, this media outlet can verify sources and can verify this information, which is the other problem. Even if there is a trusted source that you go to, they can't always verify the information. So anytime that you see that, you have to question the sources, you have to question the methods, and you have to question the outlet. And that's the problem. There's not one that I could say right now. Well, there is one. The Washington Pundit. That is the only news outlet that I know for a fact doesn't release anything unless they can verify it. But that's it. And they're tiny compared to, you know, Tucker and Rogan and all the rest of them, right? Daryl Cooper, I think, has done more to educate the population on the religion of the state that we've all been fed. And look, we all bought into it. I bought into it. I bought into it after 9/11. I bought into it in the early 70s after Vietnam. Bought into all of it. And you know, you didn't know what you didn't know. It's when I got to Iraq and I saw how things were really operating, what was really going on at the national level, I was like, wait a minute. I mean, one of the first things was readily apparent when I got on the ground was there was no plan for anything. It was just, we'll do this, or we'll do this, or we need this. There was no plan. It was just destabilization. And it was, we were effective at it. We destabilized ourselves in the process of taking Iraq. And when you step away from all of that and you realize how much corruption was just involved in just Iraq, then you start going backwards, as Daryl Cooper talks about, and you start looking at all these players and you start realizing that, well, wait a minute, was Hitler really, was he really a player or was he a construct? And none of those variables, none of those possibilities really, they don't really pan out to, yeah, this story's real. And more things I'm seeing, more and more things from my history, I'm starting to question. And one of the biggest things I'm questioning right now is all the activity that we had that led into Korea. Because we talk about, you know, the Chinese crossed the Yalu River and the Koreans were caught off guard and the UN forces were caught off guard. Yeah, I would bet you money. And here's why I say that. I would bet you money that we knew the Chinese and the North Koreans were massing on the North Korean border prior to the start of the Korean War. And you can't move that number of forces without lighting up a complete grid square. You see tanks, you see artillery, you see troops, you can see them from space, you can see massed forces, you can see it. And you're telling me that even in the 50s, we didn't have surveillance capability? We did. And we had highly effective surveillance capability. And you're telling me we weren't flying across the border? We didn't know that they were coming, we were coming along, or they were coming down to the border? We knew that. We saw it. So how much of it was really a surprise? How much of it was just contrived nonsense? I bet when you ask, when you start, we start digging into Korea, we start getting into some of those declassified reports, we're going to start to see all kinds of intelligence information that showed up months prior to it. And we let it happen because we wanted to suck China into a conflict. My point is, there's no part of our history now that you shouldn't be questioning. I'm even questioning World War II and things that we saw in World War II and the narratives around those things. Because there's not, literally not one thing that I've seen in the last 2 years that said anything we've been fed about World War II was real. I'm even questioning the narrative around Midway. I think we knew about a lot of their plans long before we supposedly broke the codes. I mean, it's a great story. But if I start using the logic of today and the things that we know today and how much we know, then it's easy to start second guessing it. And look, I'm not saying look at our history and say it's all bullshit, but you should be questioning everything you see right now, especially narratives that we've known for generations and things that we've known for generations that we took for granted. We need to do a deep dive on all of it now. They say history's written by the victors. It's a true statement. We did write the history of World War II. And look, I've been to Bastogne. I've been to the town of Foy. I've literally walked German graveyards all throughout the Ardennes. And I can tell you that they're stacked three high in graves with sometimes names, no names, just says German soldier. And we have these lush and very, very well manicured Allied cemeteries throughout Europe. There's no coincidence there. And so some of that is real. Some of those casualties are real. But it's the narratives around those events that, and the intelligence we had, that really makes me suspect, especially given the amount of suspect information that we're being fed every single day. Like, I don't watch local news. I don't watch mainstream news. I don't watch any of that nonsense. I don't even watch regular TV. And I could barely watch Netflix or Amazon. Although I will say the tone and the number of satanic shows that were basically overloading Netflix and Amazon in 2020 through 2024, along with all the pandemic stuff, that's curtailed. And now it's moving more towards the middle. But every show has the litany of themes and messages. Like, go watch The Avengers again. Here's the test. Go watch The Avengers. Go watch Avengers 1, Age of Ultron. Captain America Civil War is probably the most important one. And then watch Endgame and Infinity Wars. And you will see laced throughout the movie, like one of the lines that sticks out in my mind is, remember we were going to be the Avengers, not the Prevengers. You're all worried about your precious freedom. Tony Stark says that when he gets off the spaceship. It's right there. It's right there in your face. A comic book that was supposed to be about pro-America has been basically canalized to turn it into themes and messages to make you give up your freedom. Like, your safety is more important than your freedom. If we would have been able to fight these enemies before they got here, everything would have been great. We'd be the pre-vengers. And it's subtle messages like that that make you really look at the entire thing. Like, one show I can't watch, The Fucking Rookie. That's a liberal-laced trope of menagerie of stupid wrapped in just infinite tropes that, oh my God. The race baiting, the virtue signaling, and all the other gay and lesbian bullshit that's laced with SWAT's the same way, the Rookie's the same. Like, every fucking scene is some liberal trope that has to be jammed down your throat. It's a show about cops. It's a show about how fucked up cops are. Do a mini series, for Christ's sake. I don't need three seasons of you telling me why we need civil people or we need, you know, social workers to go after domestic violence. Like, God, drives me crazy. But that's the level of manipulation that's been influenced and infused into every single thing we see. That's why there's no source of truth. It's all been tainted to the point where it's unwatchable. Like, I can't watch The Rookie. I just can't. Like, I watch, like, every time they go to a different scene, it's some new stupid liberal trope. And yeah, I just, they've ruined TV. And until Hollywood completely collapses and is rebuilt from the ground up, I'm not even sure then. Because actors, musicians, most of the arts, they're liberal, just inherently liberal, just as a matter of their humanity. So I don't know if you're ever going to reform it. It's always going to be this liberal slant to it. And the unfortunate part of, you know, the liberal arts in this country is they've all been hijacked by the gay mafia. And it's so over the top now that they've destroyed any credibility in any U.S., I'm going to say, whether it's a television show, movie, doesn't matter. They're all laced with those liberal tropes all the way through. And I mean, I can go as far back to Star Trek, the, you know, Next Generation, even the first Star Trek. And there's societal tropes in the first Star Trek. So if you think that there's some point in history where you weren't being fed themes and messages, you'd have to go all the way back to the 30s. I mean, what started it was H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds. That's what started. Every intelligence agency watched what happened after that broadcast and went, holy shit, we can mind fuck everybody. All we got to do is make it believable. It's got to be well-packaged bullshit. And my God, they'll buy it. And look at what we have today. We have freshly packaged and well-delivered bullshit that people stick their teeth into and gobble it up. And they take it all the way to the bank. Like, I was on a call today. Of course, it was Europeans. But I'm on a call today, and they're all talking about, we've got the carbon by 100% by 2030. We're all going to die. I'm like, you realize that when they talk about 100% reduction in carbon, we're carbon. Hello? Hello? No? Believer. They go on the ship. They go with the aliens. Just take them. Fuck them. Get on the plane and go. That's how bad it is. But that's the effect of a highly effective information campaign. That's what it looks like. True believers, people that are just convinced that we're killing the planet with fossil fuels. Convinced. Never mind that lithium batteries are so fucking toxic to mine. People are dying every day. They're so toxic to dispose of that people are dying on that end. Nope. I got to have a Tesla. Only gets 200 miles. And then I got to sit for 8 hours and charge. As long as it's below 75 degrees and I can sit there for 5 hours and not get molested by the gangs, the cartels. My God. That's an effective information campaign. When people are willing to change their whole belief system because you've sold them a pack of goods that is completely unbelievable. And I mean, look at all these people that are like, my favorite is the cosplay people. My God, those people go off. They go deep, deep. My God. The characters, they make all their shit. I mean, look, they take groupie to like, they're like sycophants. Stalkers even. Like, I like this character so much, I got to become that character. Like, I'm all about the, you know, people dressing up for the Star Trek conventions, people speaking Klingon, or, you know, the Stargate conventions, and people remember all the shows. I'm fine with that. But when you're trying to transform your life to be a fictional character, get a fucking counselor. My God. What part of your life is so fucked up that you have to go and create yourself as a character that's fictional? Got nothing. You know, I guess I grew up in an era where I was surrounded by people that are like, do the best you can, work as hard as you can, and chase the things that make you happy. And while you're at it, if you're doing something that makes you happy and it makes money, you're going to be highly successful. I don't see how transforming myself into, you know, Darth Vader or a stormtrooper is going to make me successful anywhere outside of my house. Showing up to work, you know, or showing up to I guess you could show up to your business as a stormtrooper every day. I'm sure some people would enjoy that every day. But yeah, you can't transform yourself into a different character. It's like the whole trans thing. Still a dude. You can cut it off, but you're a dude without it. Your choice. And look, there are some people that legitimately feel like they were born a woman in a man's body, or a man in a woman's body. Okay, great. But I refuse to believe that the sheer volume of people that have been groomed to do this for castration is anything other than drugs and a highly effective information campaign that was waged. It was literally, it's a war waged against our population. And it's throughout our school system, throughout. It's in every fucking school district. And there was a teacher that was on X like 3 days ago. He's like, I'm convincing my six-year-olds that they're all trans. Like, that motherfucker needs to be dragged behind a truck with a chain around his neck until he's a fucking pulp. Why do we allow this shit to happen in our schools? I'll tell you why. Because we've all been convinced that we don't take matters into our hands. Let law enforcement do it. Let the legal system do it. It works really slowly. See what I'm saying? Delay. It's all the same game. It's just different messages spread throughout our entire information ecosystem that keeps us from taking action. And we're all doing the same thing right now. And if you tell me you're not, you're a fucking liar. I'm going to tell you right now, you're fucking lying. All of us are waiting for the first round to go downrange before we take action. All of us. I don't care who you are. Any motherfucker that tells me they're ready to go and they're going to take the first shot, I'd like to see it, because you're all full of shit. Everybody's waiting for the same thing. They're waiting for the first round to go downrange. And that's the master play in all of this information campaign. Keep you just on the edge. Keep you at each other's throats, but just close enough so the first round doesn't go downrange. Because they know as well as I do, the first round that goes downrange, man, it's a brush fire. And then it's a tsunami, and then it's a fucking tidal wave. And at some point in all that gunfire, after a bunch of good people die, everybody's going to wake up and go, wait a minute. Why are we fighting each other? It's those motherfuckers over there that did all this. And then they have a real problem. But that's what we're seeing. The effects of a highly effective information campaign that has kept people from taking action. And it's been bred into us since the end of World War II. I'm going to go even farther than that. I'm going to go to the early 30s. It's been bred into us. Look at Japan. I mean, just short of running people over in the streets, they're not going to pull you out of that truck and beat the shit out of you. They're going to surround the truck peacefully. They're going to wait for law enforcement to come over and ask you to get out of the truck. But what they should be doing is dragging your ass out of that truck, beating you senseless, and then running over you, and then backing up just to be sure you're fucking dead. But that's the effect of them being basically pacified through messaging, themes and messaging for the last 100 years. I'm going to say the last 80 years. It's the most peaceful and it's the cleanest society on the planet. I mean, go to any Japanese city. You don't see litter. You don't see garbage everywhere. It's everything is orderly. Even their trains are orderly. Like, they literally have people, I shit you not, they literally have people in Tokyo that stand on the platform for the trains and put their foot in somebody's back and push them on the train till the door closes. That's their job. Like, I want that job. Shit. What'd you do today? Well, I face planted 10 people and I put my boot in the back of 20 more. They all got on the train. That's a successful day. My God, what a great job. It's like, the other one is, you know, I think that anybody that exceeds 100 miles an hour on the freeway in an urban area or near a school zone, I think the cops should be allowed to yank you out of that car and beat the shit out of you with batons until you're just near death. I guarantee you'll never speed again. We've lost that grit in our society. And that's the piece that everybody's waiting for, the grit to come back. And what do we do when we don't have that? Classic information warfare. We go after each other. Look at all that. Like, I watched a video from Clay Martin yesterday, which I got to say, it's a part of our culture that we need more of. And that is, he was literally using his platform to stand up for another Green Beret that was basically being run through the gutter by somebody else in the community who doesn't deserve to be in the community. And I don't know the ins and outs of the story. I just know this, that when you're a teams guy and you're in that world, they fucking take care of each other. They don't fuck around and try to be the hero. All those guys are picked for a very specific reason. They all have the same temperament. They're all even keel. They don't lose their shit. Some of them do. But for the most part, those guys that make it to those higher tiers, they're very measured people. They only say shit when it's either needs to be said or they've thought it through. And yesterday I saw a guy standing up for one of his teammates. Like, I didn't know this guy well, but I served with him. And I know that this is our mission. And we need more of that. If all of us did that, and we stood up and stood next to each other, shoulder to shoulder, I guarantee you, a lot of this stuff would stop. But the problem is, there's nothing else to go after, so everybody goes after each other. And the truth community is full of fucking assholes like that. I mean, it's if they're not backstabbing you, they're backstabbing somebody else, and it's just to get ahead for more fucking clicks or whatever. And look, if that floats your boat, great. But the path forward is not that. The path forward is we all live under an ethos system and a value system that is not based on tearing other people down. It's not based on fucking people over to get to the top. It's not based on how much shit you have or how much money you have. That's not a value system we need in our country. The value system we need is something bigger than ourselves. We're all working towards something bigger than ourselves. And unfortunately, there's too many assholes that are in the system that have co-opted the system because they're narcissistic assholes. We don't need narcissists moving forward. That's not the path forward. The path forward is people that understand selfless service and don't have an agenda. And I can tell you right now, that's a very, very precious commodity, because everybody I've talked to, I should say everybody, You know, guys I know that don't have an agenda, Michael Young. Guy has no agenda other than liberate the planet. The guys in the round table, no agenda other than liberate the planet. And they're few and far between. I'm seeing more and more people moving to that direction, but look at how long it's taken us to get here. And look at how long and how much bullshit we had to go through to get people to realize you're being lied to and being played. That's the part of this story that really gets under my skin, is it shouldn't have taken us so long. If we had a source of truth, if we had a media that was actually reporting on real news, and we weren't co-opted by people with too much money and too much time that have been completely corrupted by their wealth, guess what? We wouldn't be in this situation. And here we are. So the task at hand is going to be putting together communities with a value system, a common shared vision, and a common interest. That's going to be really fucking hard, especially post-collapse, assuming we get that far. But the path forward is not greed and the money motive. It's just not. We should have learned our lesson by now that infinite resources and infinite wealth, they don't help anybody. They only hurt us. Big governments, they don't help anybody. They just hurt their own people. Dictators hurt their own people. There's got to be a better way to govern. There's got to be a better way for communities to exist. There's got to be a better way for us to police our society. All of that stems from an education system that builds a value system and ethos throughout society that keep people in a, not just in a peaceful state, but in a mindful state. And that's the path forward. I don't know how to get there from here, but I'm sure the path will be put in front of us. The choice is, do we take it? Do we do the heavy lifting to get to the other side? And I'm going to say there's enough people like me that will, but it's going to take a lot to get there. Okay, some admin notes. For those of you, I put this out of my Substack today. For those of you that are subscribers, I'm going to send one of these. Challenge coin. To every one of my paid subscribers, because I appreciate the people that jumped on early to help fund all this and get this off the ground. You're not forgotten, and I want to show my appreciation. So you'll be seeing these. If you send me your address, you'll be seeing these in a week. We'll be back. I'll be back on Thursday at 3 o'clock Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern time with the roundtable, and we should have. Hopefully Bracken will be on this week. He was going to try and be on last week, but he was having computer issues. But we'll be back with the roundtable. And you can thank the guys for it. They're the ones that convinced me to bring it back. So the roundtable is back to stay. And I'm going to try and get Michael Yawn and Pete Chambers on to talk about Pete Chambers' run for governor in Texas, talk about what the obstacles are, see if we can help raise some money for Pete, raise some awareness. And still working on the book. We've got a draft of the outline. Still got some guys to talk to, run the outline past, making progress. Till Thursday, God bless everyone. One team, one fight.